Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to another special bonus episode exclusively for our Patreon supporters. As some of you may know, I have worked with both the Department of Justice and the ATF amid the aftermath of some of the most infamous raids on cult compounds, including the raid of Warren Jeffs' FLDS compound, as well as the tragic Waco siege on the compound of David Koresh, where I worked alongside social workers offering support to survivors and family members. I was recently interviewed on KRLD News Radio in Dallas, which itself actually played a central role in the early days of the Waco standoff. But I've only spoken very briefly about the events or ones like it on this show. However, as we have just passed the 30th anniversary of this horrific massacre on April 19th, I felt compelled to share my unique insights on what so often goes wrong in these situations and how such horrible outcomes can likely be avoided. The Waco massacre, for those who don't know, was the siege by the U.S. federal government of a compound belonging to the religious cult known as the Branch Davidians, an offshoot of the Seventh-day Adventists. In total, the 51-day standoff, yes, 51-day long standoff, resulted in the deaths of 4 federal agents, but 82 Branch Davidians, 28 of them who were children. Unfortunately, law enforcement agencies, both local and federal, were at that time and sadly still are woefully ill-equipped and inadequately trained on how to properly deal with dangerous high control groups, especially within a hostage negotiation crisis. While in certain cases they do seek out better informed professionals to advise them, they don't always heed the advice of these experts, which can sadly lead to tragic outcomes. So today, I'd like to share a little bit about my personal experiences in these types of cases and speak about some of the ways in which these situations can happen in the first place. To begin, I think it's important to address the dynamics of isolated religious communes and offer my ideas about what steps law enforcement should, or maybe more importantly, should not take when dealing with cultic groups to hopefully prevent any unnecessary violence whenever possible.
That standoff near Waco began as a federal raid 51 days ago. The long standoff was full of unexpected twists and turns, which we all watched. So let's take a moment and go back now to trace it from the start on February 28th, when federal agents tried to serve a search warrant.
We were pinned down, and we had 45 minutes of gunfire, automatic gunfire.
Our hearts go out to those, to these brave agents who died today in the line of duty.
I told him, I said, get back. There's women and children here. Get back. I want to talk. And about that time, all of a sudden, 9mm rounds started firing at the front wall.
The main problem we had, I don't believe, is that we were outmaneuvered or outplanned. The problem we had is that we were outgunned.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.